Epilogue. Artemis Fowl's Journal. Disc 2. Encrypted. I have decided to keep a diary. In fact, I'm surprised that the idea has never occurred to me before. An intellect such as mine should be documented so that future generations of fowls can take advantage of my brilliant ideas. Of course, I must be careful with such a document. As valuable as it would be to my descendants, it would be more valuable to the law enforcement agents who are forever trying to gather evidence against me. It is even more important that I keep this journal a secret from my father. He's not himself since his escape from Russia. He has become obsessed with nobility and heroism, abstract concepts at best. As far as I know, nobility and heroism are not accepted by any of the world's major banks. The family's fortune is in my hands, and I will preserve it in the way I always have, through ingenious plots. Most of these plots will be illegal. The best always are. Real profit lies in the shadowy areas beyond the law. I have decided, however, out of respect for my parents' values, to change my criteria for victim selection. It would seem better for the world's ecology if several global corporations went bankrupt. And so I have resolved to help them on their way. Not victimless crimes, but one where few tears will be shed for the injured parties. This does not mean that I have become a weak latter-day Robin Hood. Far from it. I intend to reap substantial benefits from my crimes. My father is not the only one to have changed. Butler has grown old almost overnight. His appearance is the same as ever, but he has slowed down considerably, no matter how he tries to hide it. But I will not replace him. He has been a loyal employee, and his expertise in matters of intelligence will be invaluable. Perhaps Juliet will accompany me when actual protection is needed, though she now claims that a life in personal protection is not for her. Next week, she travels to the United States to try out for a wrestling team. Apparently, she has chosen Jade Princess as her stage name. I can only hope that she fails the audition. Though, I doubt it. She is a butler, after all. Of course, I have some ongoing ventures that I can work on without the aid of a bodyguard. In recent years, I have developed software to divert funds from various bank accounts to my own. This software will have to be upgraded to stay ahead of the computer crime squads. Version 2 should be online within 6 months. Then there is my talent for art forgery. In the past, I have favoured the Impressionists, but now, for some reason, I am drawn to more fantastical subject matter, such as the fairy creatures depicted by Pascal Hervé in his Magical World series. But these projects must be suspended temporarily, for today I discovered that I am the victim of a conspiracy. The day began strangely. When I awoke, I experienced an instant of weakness. For a single moment, before I opened my eyes, I felt content. My drive to accumulate wealth forgotten. This has never happened before. Perhaps the mood was left over from some magical dream, or perhaps my father's newfound positive attitude is contagious. Whatever the cause, I must be careful to avoid such lapses in the future. With my father in his current frame of mind, this is no time to lose my resolve. I must remain as driven as always. Crime is the way forward for the fowls. Aurea est potestas. Minutes later, a greater mystery presented itself. As I washed my face at the basin, a tiny object fell from one of my eyes. Close examination in the lab revealed it to be a semi-corroded, tinted contact lens. Not only that, but a mirrored layer had been added behind the tinted lens. Ingenious. Undoubtedly the work of a master craftsman, but to what purpose? It is strange, but even though I have no knowledge of this lens, or how it came to be in my eye, I feel the answer is somewhere in my own brain, hidden in the shadows. Imagine my surprise when Juliet and Butler discovered mirrored lenses in their own eyes. These lenses are so clever that they could have been my own invention, so obviously this unknown adversary must not be underestimated. I will track the culprit down, make no mistake. No clue will be left uninvestigated. Butler has a contact in Limerick, an expert in the field of lenses and scopes. He may recognize our intruder's handiwork. Butler is on his way there as I write. And so, a new chapter begins in the life of Artemus Fowl II. In a matter of days, my father returns with his newfound conscience. I will shortly be shipped off to boarding school, where I will have access to a pathetic computer centre and an even more pathetic laboratory. My bodyguard seems to be too old for physical tasks, and there is an unknown adversary planting strange objects on my very person. Overwhelming difficulties, you may think. An ordinary person would draw the shutters and hide from the world. But I am no ordinary person. I am Artemus Fowl, the latest in the Fowl crime dynasty, and I will not be turned from my path. I will find whoever planted those lenses, and they will pay for their presumption. And once I am rid of this nuisance, my plans will proceed unhindered. I shall unleash a crime wave the likes of which has never been seen. The world will remember the name of Artemus Fowl.